Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. A little over 2 months ago, the city of Dallas signed an agreement to become sister cities with the second largest city in Ukraine, the city of Kharkiv. In the last few days, it's become a target again for Russian forces in the now more than two-year war. Russian airstrike cut a major TV tower in half, for example. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Joe Lindsley. He is an American reporter that's been there from the start, and he says he will report every weekday until victory, and he joins us in the KRLD Zoom room. Joe, thank you so much for the time.
David, great to be here. And, you know, I did not know this about Dallas becoming sister cities with Kharkiv. I'm talking to you right now from Kyiv, but Kharkiv is the city where I've spent the most time the past several months. This is a great coincidence. And I, you know, one reason why I've spent a lot of time in Kharkiv from New Year's and for the past, since then, almost every week of 2024, the Russians have pounded Kharkiv. And I've known that city so well. I know it as a place of resilience. So I spent most of the past few months in that city to report to Americans why I think Ukraine won't fall. And that city is the key, I think, to the story of Ukraine's resilience.
How so? What is it so special about Kharkiv?
Well, so Kharkiv is about 30 miles from Russia. And it's so close to Russia that almost always when Russia sends missiles to that city, they hit the city before the air raid alarm can even sound. So, it's awful. The reality, every time I arrive at the train station of Kharkiv, I have a sick feeling in my gut, knowing that you're in this literal Russian roulette. At any moment, missiles could fall in that city. And, everyone has the channels on Telegram to get notifications. Sometimes you might have a few seconds notification, but there's really no time because they're so close to Russia. And on top of that, you know, until what happened a few days ago in Washington, Washington did not permit Ukraine to use any weapons from America to hit anything on Russian soil, which left Kharkiv incredibly vulnerable because Ukrainians could only use their own drones and small tech to try to push back against the Russians. So Kharkiv is in this incredibly precarious position. And yet that city, you know, I spent so much time there the past 2 years. 1 year ago, it was almost a ghost town. It was kind of like the wild West. It was a lot of soldiers, a lot of very brave humanitarian volunteers. I remember driving through that city. You could drive 100 miles an hour in the city center because you had to drive fast, and you could hear artillery all around the city. Now that city has come back to life in the past year. Part of this is because the window of opportunity Ukrainians opened in the second half of last year. There were not many missile attacks on cities like Kharkiv, and that city is back to life. There are cafes, new businesses opening. The parks are immaculate. There's no litter in the streets. And people have moved back. There's actually traffic jams in the city once again. And even though there's always the constant threat of Russian attacks. And as an example, there was a cafe that the Russians destroyed during a midnight attack with the Iranian-designed suicide drones back in January on the main square of the city. The cafe was destroyed. I came back. I was there, I think, in a recent trip sometime in March. I'm taking a run around the main square, and I couldn't believe it. The cafe was open again and totally rebuilt and packed with people. And even though it could also be hit at any moment, it was the same with my the regular coffee shop in my neighborhood where I stay in Kharkiv. There was a major missile attack. Two missiles hit that street on a night in January. I was there. I was a few blocks away. And the next morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I go to that spot just to see the damage. And to my amazement, not really amazement, I think I've come to expect this in Kharkiv, that coffee shop, all their windows were blown out. They were already boarded up. People are sweeping up the glass, and they're open on time. The staff shows up on time. You know, no one has slept because we've gone through 15 missiles that night, and everyone is smiling and serving coffee, you know, nice cappuccinos and everything on time. And so this is, Kharkiv is a city of this insane resilience. And, you know, the Russians are lately trying to push narratives that, you know, Kharkiv is going to fall somehow. They're going to invade Kharkiv. And even some people in Washington are believing this, but that's why I go to that city all the time. So I'm happy to know it's now a sister city of Dallas, which is also a city of great energy.
Now, explain to our listeners where you're at now and the difference between the two cities.
So now I'm in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. And Kyiv is, you know, Kyiv has been so well protected by Western air defense, especially the Patriot missile systems from the U.S. And, you know, I mean, we've seen so many images of foreign politicians coming here to Kyiv. And part of that's because it's safe. And, you know, I mean, I've been through many missile attacks here in Kyiv. It's loud. And it's scary, but part of the reason why it's loud, that amazing Patriot missile system from the U.S. is extremely loud when it's taking down Russian hypersonic missiles. And so often I've seen that through the windows. You see the Star Wars going on out your window. And it's, you know, often sometimes the Russians will send drones upon this city. But the air defense in Kyiv is incredibly strong. As always, when the air defense works, there's collateral damage. You know, debris falls, and so there are sometimes fatalities, there are damages. So it is difficult here. But what Kyiv shows is that if the West and if the world wants to protect these cities, they can. And all you have to do is send Patriot missile systems and other systems, and you can do that. So you can do that for Odessa and Kharkiv. But up until now, that's not been happening. But what we see now, as of what happened in the U.S. House on Saturday, you know, when the House agreed to pass that package that's been debated for months, something extraordinary happened. Speaker Mike Johnson, and I think this has shocked many people, he added to the package pressure on the White House to send long-range weapons to Ukraine. And the White House has been very reluctant to send these weapons to Ukraine. And now both Democrats and Republicans in Washington are publicly saying that by the end of this week, these long-range weapons will be here in Ukraine. These are things that really could turn around the situation for a place like Kharkiv. And if you look at, for a long time, the United Kingdom, they've been one of the few countries, they have sent their Storm Shadow missiles to Ukraine. These are long-range missiles. Ukrainians have used them to hit many Russian targets in the occupied Crimean Peninsula. And, you know, most of the Russian Black Sea Navy is inoperable now because of this support from the UK. And so now, if the U.S. is actually willing to send these long-range weapons, we could maybe soon, I mean, have cities like Kharkiv and Odessa as safe as Kyiv is now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's amazing is just today, in fact, the Ukrainians managed to launch some long-range missiles into Crimea. And this was the first time that these American long-range missiles have been used. So you're starting to see that happening just literally today.
Yeah, this is so the weapons that were promised a few days ago have not yet arrived. But what we're seeing, because, you know, there was a very difficult thing happening, David, the past few weeks, is that it looked like the support was not going to come from the U.S. And it was very bleak. And Ukrainians the past several months had to use their own ingenuity with drones that they made in Ukraine to start hitting targets in Russia. You know, Russia has been targeting Ukrainian infrastructure relentlessly. And Ukrainians said, we got to find a way to fight back. So Ukrainians started to hit Russian oil refineries and drone production facilities. And Anthony Blinken and Lloyd Austin, Secretary of State and Defense Secretary, publicly chastised Ukraine for fighting back. And Ukraine was in a very weak position a few weeks ago and getting chastised by Washington. Something dramatically has changed. You know, as I've tried to analyze, you know, how is this possible? I think one thing that's quite overlooked, if you read the stories in the BBC and Reuters, they'll say that Speaker Mike Johnson, he changed his mind on Ukraine because they're just speculating. They say because the CIA met with him and showed him the intelligence reports. But I know, you know, the past several weeks, Ukrainian evangelical Christian leaders have been going to Washington. You know, Ukraine is mainly an Orthodox and mainly a Catholic country, Catholic in the West, Orthodox in the East. But there's a lot of evangelical Christians, especially in the South, especially in places that have been occupied. And in those occupied regions, one of the first things Russians do, they destroy evangelical churches because they can't control them. And this is the Russian reality. There's no freedom of religion, no freedom of speech. And this story has been missed so often. But the past weeks, Ukrainian evangelical leaders went to Washington and they met with Speaker Mike Johnson, who comes from a very evangelical district in Louisiana. And I think there's a lot of good evidence that is what changed his mind and got him to say, wait a second, maybe I've been wrong about Ukraine. And so now we see that in that package that he pushed forward, he is actually giving the White House sort of the political firepower to say, hey, now we can send Ukraine the weapons they need for victory, something they've been reluctant to do so far.
Talking about your day-to-day, you spoke a little bit about just the extreme resilience that the Ukrainian people have shown. It seems time and time again, regardless of how much they're being taken down at times. Can you talk a little bit about the mood there in some of the cities that have been the hard hit, not only against Russia, but also their mood towards the United States with a lot of, again, this political conversation going on?
Well, you know, first on the mood toward the United States, I mean, you know, there are, even when I'm in a place like Kharkiv, again, 30 miles from Russia, it is such a wonderful thing to be in that city. You can go into a cafe or a restaurant or a bar. People congregate there before they go to the front lines. And you see so many Americans, so many Canadians and American people from all over the world. Anytime a Ukrainian in a place like that sees an American, they're so happy and grateful. And there are people, men and women, young and old, I mean, from grandmas to young people, Afghanistan veterans to Harvard professors, who somehow feel compelled to come here, to come to the edge, to the most difficult situations, either as humanitarians or to fight or to pilot drones. And I mean, if you're an American and you show up here, you're greeted as a hero. And so on a micro level, it's incredibly strong. I think the past months, Ukrainians were beginning to feel on the political level that they weren't going to have the support. And that's why Ukrainians are great innovators. And so working to figure out what they could do with their drones to hit targets within Russia. And maybe they got, they started to hit oil production facilities, which started to bother a lot of powerful, people around the world. And I think maybe that got the attention of Washington in a way. So there's a great love and admiration for America. When it comes to Russia, like the city of Kharkiv, which is the new sister city to Dallas, that's a Russian-speaking city. Mm-hmm. It's like Dublin, Ireland is an English-speaking city. It doesn't make it English because of colonialism. But the people there, after 2 years of being pounded by Russia, are speaking Ukrainian. They're going back to their roots and they're saying, we don't want to, we want to really find our true identity. And so the effect of it has been that sort of a renewed sense of finding their tradition, finding their ancient cultural roots, and hating everything, anything about Russia, because Russia has unleashed this hell upon them day and night. And so we see a resurgence of, especially in these frontline cities, a resurgence of Ukrainian culture and identity. And, it's amazing. You'll have you can go to some underground club in some city like Kharkiv, and you'll have, purple haired punks singing ancient traditional folk songs. And by the way, at every concert like that, people are raising money to buy drones for the guys, or drones or armor or weapons, whatever they can, for the guys at the front line. And this is another key part of the Ukrainian resistance. While they were waiting for more support from the West, everyone is doing everything they can to help. And I was in Donbass right near the front a few weeks ago. Some of our listeners at Chicago WGN donated money for these anti-drone backpacks. So if you put this backpack on, it can prevent the Russian kamikaze drone from killing you when you're in the trenches. It scrambles the signal. And so we were delivering, and you see this incredible sense of people working together, just regular free people doing everything they can until they can get the weapons that can really turn it around to hold the line for this idea of freedom. And that's the thing I see in Ukraine is, if America was at war, I go through so many checkpoints, for example, when I'm in the East, when you're near the front lines, the soldiers at the checkpoints are so polite, and they're not, they're not suspicious. There's a sense of collegiality. And this is the largest country totally within Europe. And yet everywhere you go, you have a sense of people wanting to work together for a common goal, not just Ukrainians, but from all over the world. And I often say that Ukraine, I think, is the best self-help book. If you feel a little bit down in life, it's scary sometimes, but come here and you can really find a purpose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.